You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're talking garage overhaul with Brian Corsetti from DIY Network's Garage Mahal. And to help make over your garage, we're giving away a rigid 18-volt lithium-ion 15-gauge annual finish nailer to one lucky fan. So stay tuned to find out what's new with Brian Corsetti and to find out who's going to win that finish nailer. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com. You are back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, Mark. How are you, babe?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, actually. It's been an awesome week, I have to say.
It has been. We have taken a lot of steps forward.
We have. We've kind of, you know, danced forward a little bit at our house because our floor is down.
We're ready to sand that bad boy.
We are. I love the floor, too. It's gorgeous. Well, it's the same floor as the rest of our house. And if you're a fan of the Fox Philadelphia Morning Show, you might have seen, you know, our floor being installed in the rest of the house a few years ago.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And Lumber liquidators.
Even though we live in Pennsylvania, you can't take the New England out of the boy, and that's where I'm from. And we have New England white pine wide plank floors.
Yes.
Love them.
They're gorgeous, and They have the cut nails on top, too, which are beautiful to look at. That some people don't like them. You know, they want to have no nails.
Yeah. Oh, the beauty of a pine floor like this is that it's imperfect. The perfection's in the imperfection.
Oh, and the time that we spent picking out which nails we were going to use, too. Do you remember that?
I remember
them out on the table and saying, well, do you want this shape or this shape or this, you know?
Yeah, they make the old iron hard cut nails with different heads, like a rose head. And it's called that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it looks like a rose. But no, I have no recollection of this. However, yeah. I have vivid recollections of hammering and setting them all.
Yes, he did that earlier this week. And it's kind of, I like doing that kind of project. Unfortunately, I didn't get to participate in it, though.
I saw your Facebook post.
Yeah, I posted something earlier on Facebook about, what was it a few days ago, about how, I was having to do all the accounting, blah, work. Yeah. And he was banging nails, which is, I think, so much more fun than doing paperwork. I hate paperwork.
Gotta be honest with you. You know, home improvement can be a challenge. You know, it's not playing Frisbee all day.
Yeah.
And it can be hard. And I've wrestled with a lot of brain surgery stuff that causes some stress, to be sure. But today, I actually thought about it, thinking back to driving all those nails down. I had fun.
Yes. Well, it is fun. And, you know, the paperwork is not that much fun. You have to do it. You have to do it in any business that you're in. You have to do it in any family. Anything you do, you have to do your bills and all that stuff. And I come from a family of accountants and tax people and everything, too.
Well, I have to say that I find paying bills to be liberating sometimes.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that you don't.
I don't.
But also part
But I also spent a lot of time taking breaks on Facebook, as you know, and on Twitter and all that stuff, because it keeps my mind going for some reason. And, you know, we got a lot of feedback about the Paige Hemmes Tough Chicks tool belt that we're going to be giving away in a future show. We got it in the mail. It's a kit that comes with two sets of gloves. And I've actually, they sent me one too to try out. I'm so lucky. I love my job. So I've gotten to wear the Paige Hemmes tool belt and do some projects and everything. And I love it. And, you know, I posted that we got it in the mail to give away. And there's a lot of discussion about, you know, why is it pink? Why can't it be black? Why, you know, why do girl things have to be pink? And then some girls love that it's pink, too.
So, every tool belt in the world is black or brown or gray. Why does it have to be black or brown or earth tone?
Well, I kind of fancy that there's like a hot blue color that you could have. So if anyone wants to approach me to make the Teresa tool belt, I totally have some ideas in mind to make a hot tool belt that girls and boys would love. Well, maybe not all boys.
Teresa's, you know, we all should have been something else, you know, firefighters or whatever, and we decided to go whatever direction we went. Teresa's secret mission in life should have been to be a fashion designer because she loves it.
Yeah, I love fashion. That's so true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've already taught our 8-year-old to say, it's been a while since you've checked your style. Just ask someone. How do I look? She does that too.
It is important. We could go on a whole fix it up, find, rant, diatribe, whole thing right here about dressing your best. Well, our producer, JT, dresses his best.
He does. He dresses his best.
He does. He looks good. And I think that's important to put your best foot forward.
I think so too. And you know what else we're putting forward?
Oh, here comes a segue.
This is a transition.
Hold on. A sledgehammer just came out of the corner of the room. What is this?
Oh, this is smooth like butter. Our countertop. There are some guys who came out and spent several hours measuring for our countertop earlier, too, this week.
Templating. Chris and Brian from Sycamore Woodworking came out to template for our new Richlight countertops.
Richlight.com. And
Richlight.com.
We talked about this, I don't know when we did, but we're going to get the black diamond, and I am so fired up about it. It's going to be gorgeous, and we're going to get it probably in like 2 weeks, too.
Yeah, I think maybe even a little less now. I'm kind of excited. So that green lights the plumbers to do their trim out. The people who work with wires, I believe they're called electricians.
I hope so.
They'll come trim it out, and between now and then, I will sand those luscious blonde floors.
Oh, Mark loves sanding because he likes to just go walk really slowly back and forth across the same floor for hours on end.
Well, there is a good sanding machine that I use for these wide plank floors. I think it's called the Easy Sand, and I rent it. It's, you know, weighs 100 pounds. But if you have a wide plank floor situation, it sands them much flatter than I've been able to do with a typical drum sander.
Well, and you look so cute doing it.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. It's because I do it with no shirt on.
Well, and other things you didn't have a shirt on, too, was when we were in Vegas a few weeks ago. And I just want to mention our YouTube video that is posted up there. It's getting a lot of hits, a lot of views. I think it's, you know...
It's because of my glorious wife, Teresa. Are you kidding me?
Really?
Who doesn't want to see fabulous babes in action?
I don't really want to be described as fabulous babes in action, hey, dear.
Honey, I'm a marketing professional.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know all about getting people how to do things on... Anyway, we have our own channel on YouTube called My Fix It Up Life. So go and watch our videos. They are fun.
Yeah, and view them like a million times each, too.
Yeah. If you can set your computer up to download it every 5 seconds, that's fine by us.
Well, and we have a special guest today, Brian Corsetti, who's the host of DIY Network's Garage Mahal. And, you know, I like that show an awful lot, and it's such a guy, like, dream show, too.
I'm sitting here wondering how I can weave the word envy into here. I mean, tricking out garages is fun.
But he also has, like, a little bit of girl envy from me, too, because... He does red carpet interviews, too. He just did them for, the Primetime Emmy Awards. And he's also co-hosted the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
I got to find out how you go from one to the other and the other to one. That's cool.
And he just got back. I read on Twitter or Facebook, probably when I should have been doing our accounting, I read that he just got back from a trip where he was with Alec Baldwin, too. So, I mean, he's everywhere.
You think Alec Baldwin's going to win what we have up for grabs?
I don't know. I don't know if he entered to win.
Do you think Alec Baldwin travels in the character of Jack Donaghy from 30 Rock?
Oh, my goodness. I hope he does.
We laugh so hard at that show.
His negotiations. That's how I talk to Mark at our house. If you're familiar with 30 Rock, you'll know what I'm talking about. And it's quite appropriate for wives to talk to their husbands.
Sure. Degrading and diminishing their husbands one show at a time.
Exactly.
My Fix It Up Life. Well, what we do have up for grabs is a rigid 18-volt lithium-ion 15-gauge angled finish nailer. This is a nice tool. We actually saw it in... I've seen it already. Who am I kidding?
Yes.
So, yeah, we've seen it in...
Life.
Oh,
which is what we're inside of. And I think we're going to be taking a break, Mark. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week, or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
My Fix It Up Life, and where Mark is dancing just offensively.
Where's my kilt? I'm gonna
do a little jigs. Not a kilt kind of dancing he was doing. He was doing something where probably Lexi would run screaming out of the room.
I might run screaming out of the room because I thought of doing it. Yeah. Just comes to me. It's my muse speaking.
Your muse speaking?
Yeah, my muse is also doing time.
Yeah, your hip muse is something else. Yeah, not really Shakira or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. I can roll Shakira. Are you kidding me? Who's she?
Well, where is that?
Is Shakira girl?
Oh my goodness, Mark!
Hi, this is the Out of Touch segment, hosted by me, Mark
knows a lot about home improvement. Okay.
Also, the Roman Empire.
He does. Yeah, if it has to do with History International or Modern Marvels or anything like that.
Just watched a great show this weekend that I can't talk about. This weekend, last weekend, just watched it and it stayed with me. Can't talk about it, but I want to.
No, you can't talk about it because it's gory. Anyway, so I want to know what your Fix It Up finds are this week, or would you like ladies to go first? And ladies means me.
I have... Well, let's see how much time we have. Why don't... And since you tend to
We have 20 seconds for you and everything else for me.
Why don't you go?
Oh, well, I can go first if you would
like. Yes, why don't you go?
Well... I just want to share with you, you know, Da Vinci Roofscapes, one, you know, our favorite roofing company.
Yeah, yeah. My Fix It Up Life roofing company.
Well, they just signed up to sponsor Home for Our Troops for this year, where they supply roofing to injured service people that are home from Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think that's an awesome thing.
I do, too.
So thank you, Da Vinci, for supporting all of those people. And you can check out more about Homes for Our Troops at homesforourtroops.org.
Yes. Yes, and it is one of those things that truly leaves the world better than they found it for people who truly deserve help.
That's so true. And?
Oh, there's another one.
I've got more. I've got lots of these things.
All right.
All righty. You know, the HGTV Dream Home 2010.
Talked to Jack Thomason in Vegas.
We did. We talked to him in the Lumber Liquidators booth where he was doing an appearance.
Yeah, we hang. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. He's got a secret project going.
Well,
I know about it. You don't.
Anyway, the Dream Home, you can still enter to win it until February 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a prize worth $2 million.
I'll just buy one.
It includes a GMC Terrain, and it's a contemporary Southwest style home in the Sandia. Is that how you say that, Mark? Mountains in New Mexico?
Don't know. Don't know how to say that.
You should just say yes then.
No, I'm going to be honest. You know what my problem is? You're getting the truth. You know what your problem is? You're getting the truth.
I get the truth all the time. You know, another little thing that, and I watched a special about the Dream Home, and it was absolutely gorgeous, and Lexi asked if we could live there.
Oh, yeah. Who wouldn't want to?
I was like, sure. Well, just you know, just buy it. Forget about the, you know, contest. We'll offer them $2.1 million, and they'll totally, yeah.
We'll move JT out so he can produce from out there.
I think he'd like it. I think he'd have a lot of room to move and, you know, relax.
The dry Western air is good for his lumbago.
Alrighty then.
I don't know what lumbago is. I have to add that. It could be something horrible, and JT could find himself under the bus.
Moving on, Mark.
I like talking about lumbago.
Anyway, so I also picked up on the Twitter, honey, this week.
I so tweet all the time.
That you know, 7 out of every 10 recycled grocery bags ends up at a company called Trex, you're familiar with.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that. That's, I knew they made it out of that.
Yeah, I knew that. They've been, you know, that company's been around for more than a decade making decking materials out of recycled.
I think they invented the whole thing. They were the first ones out of the
game. They're the first ones I remember hearing about. I don't want to give them total cred for inventing the technology.
Don't want to give them deck cred.
I can't give them deck cred because I don't know the official word on the whole thing.
Right.
It's not notarized. I didn't get it from legal. You know what I'm saying?
People, much to the chagrin of other companies, call it all the composite stuff tracks.
Yeah, it's like Kleenex, Xerox kind
Popsicle.
Of thing. Yeah. But a lot of the companies don't really like that they call it Alltrex.
No, they don't.
Not so much like TimberTech and stuff. Anyway, I want to give you a quote I read, well, a stat I read from Deepak Chopra this week.
Oh, that's good.
This is going to make you feel good or something.
All right, I'm going
to
center
It's going to make you feel. Are you ready to feel, Mark? Are you ready to feel?
Yeah, and I got a six-pack right here for in case those if those emotions overtake me.
Are those your abs or your beers? Are you punching yourself in the stomach or are you gunning down beers?
You know what? I'll leave that for theater of the mind.
Right.
It is radio, after all.
Mark, if you have a happy friend, your odds of being happy increase by 15%. If your income goes up by 10 grand, your odds of being happy go up just by 2%.
Huh. Okay.
So have happy friends.
You know what?
That's why I fix it up fine, is to surround myself by people who are happy. If you're not happy, you're just going to have to find someone else.
Let's get Deepak on the horn, and I really want to grill him on that, see if it's really true. I mean, I'd like to have happy friends, but hey, 10 G's, I'm going to the movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the movies only last for like an hour and a half. But, you know, if you have happy friends, they stay with you for a lifetime.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Oh, that's so lovely.
So that's my fix it up finds, and I'm closing the book on that one. So I'm sure you don't have anything to top mine.
No, I don't. Of course I do. It's not about topping. It's about sharing.
Well, we only have like a minute for you to tell me
what they are. I have my own clock.
Really, a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Really. So anyway... in my Fix It Up Life Nation, there are a lot of volunteers.
Fix It Up Life Nation?
A lot. The reason we only have 10 seconds left is because you comment on every syllable that comes out of my mouth.
If I don't, who will?
In the Fix It Up Nation, we've seen on Facebook quite a few people who are doing volunteer projects, doing efforts to help people. I see it a lot, and I admire it. And a press release came across my desk the other day from a nonprofit situation called, and I'm not kidding, Kaboom.
Uh-huh.
Kaboom is on a mission to make kids and communities healthier by creating great places to play. So basically, they make playgrounds. They'll help you with grant writing. They'll help you with projects.
Ooh.
They'll help you with plans, technical information.
Really?
Yeah, It's what is their website? It's Kaboom, and that would be Kaboom.
Is it K-A-B-O-O-M?
Yeah, .org.
Mm-hmm.
They've got projects ranked from easy to difficult. Each project has been used already by thousands of volunteers. So they basically help you with the whole thing if you want to build out a brown space or in a neighborhood or a park or something like that. I love this kind of thing.
Well, we should do a future show on that, I think, Mark. I think that's fun.
Oh, I do too. I would love to.
We can do it live from a playground too. We can do it from the swings. I love the swings.
I'm gonna have to wear a headset, Mike, because I'm gonna be up there doing bolt on application, baby.
You're gonna bolt on things to the swings?
We're building the swing set.
Oh, I wanted to swing on the swings.
Yeah, I know. And you're gonna have to get more of this completely talking past each other when we come back on My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you their exclusive homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. They also offer natural aromatherapy oil, perfumes, and soy candles. All of Green Street Luxury products are made with natural oils and ingredients, and most of their products are vegan or vegetarian friendly. Green Street Luxuries keeps packaging simple to keep the price down for you and to stay environmentally friendly. Their containers are recyclable, renewable, and sustainable. And they donate 5% of annual sales to local charities. Healthy skin, environmentally friendly, and affordable. Why not try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com? That's greenstreetlux.com.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa at the International Builder Show in Las Vegas in the Rockwell booth.
And we are here amidst the throng of people moving. Some are hustling.
Some are bustling.
Some are bustling.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't see many doing both. It's hard to do that. People say it because it rhymes, but you actually can't hustle and bustle at the same time.
Well, our guest might be hustling and bustling around the show floor. Let's ask him if he is.
Let's ask him. He's one of our favorite guests.
He is.
Yeah, I remember actually
we
liking him.
We talk about him a lot.
We do.
Yeah. So,
Tony Eschmeyer from Simonton Windows, who gave us the paradigm shifting advice of locking your windows for increased thermal
efficiency.
And I've
heard feedback from some of our fans too about how you know I never think about that, locking my windows, and I really need to remember to do that.
So Tony, welcome to the show. Tell us to lock the windows again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here. I appreciate the opportunity. You know, my wife always says, "Keep it simple."
Well,
the best
there you
advice
go.
Is simple advice.
Yes.
So locking your windows to make sure that they are performing to their best level of energy performance is simple advice.
So. Well, that's cool. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Next on My Fix It Up Life, sit down. Sit down. Eschmeyer's halfway out of the booth.
No, I actually have some serious questions to ask him.
Oh, let's get serious. I'm going to get serious now.
Get your serious voice
okay.
on.
Tony, what?
Now, the
really?
New Energy serious? Star, the new Energy Star guidelines.
Oh, yeah, Energy Star guidelines. Okay.
Yeah, how
Moving
does that
on.
Affect Windows?
it is very serious.
Use your best deep voice.
My best deep voice.
He has a deep voice, hon. He doesn't have to use a deep, fake deep voice.
Well, I've been told that I have a face for radio and a voice for theater. So
okay.
All right. That's good. Yeah. I've got neither of those things or whatever it is. I'll go behind the couch.
There you go.
Anyway.
Well, you know, Energy Star guidelines did change effective January 4th of this year for windows and doors.
Mm-hmm.
And they became more stringent. And the important thing to remember is that Energy Star is now tailored to specific regions within the country. So when you're buying an Energy Star rated window or door from Simonton, it is tailored for your region of the country, and it is going to perform to those levels and guaranteed to perform to those levels. So.
Wow. And now, why did they change?
They changed because they wanted to get more stringent.
Okay.
They wanted to increase energy performance in windows and doors nationwide. And they're actually staging the changes for windows and doors, to the best of our knowledge. This is the first rollout, so they became much more stringent. In the past, what you could do with windows is you could typically put a different glass, like a low-E glass and an argon gas fill in it, and pretty much meet Energy Star requirements across the country.
Mm.
We've now taken that to the next level tailoring that. That's fine.
Cool. I'm sorry about interrupting. Same window anywhere.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. So Arizona, Vermont,
right.
Same window.
Right.
Okay. And also, continue.
Well, so what's happened on effective January 4th was Simonton has tailored glass packages for each region of the country for each of our products.
Mm.
And the thing that we did, and the thing that I'm most proud of, is we were first to market with those packages. And secondly, we've taken the complexity out of ordering windows for Energy Star performance. So if you live in the northern region, you buy the northern Energy Star package from Simonton.
Okay.
All you need to be able to do with Simonton is pick out your window style, specify that you want Energy Star for that.
Okay.
And tell us which glass package.
Now, can you go on your website, Simonton.com, to find out
yes.
how to do all of that?
Yes. We actually created a standalone website. It's Simonton.com/Energy Star.
Oh, that's so helpful.
It has all of the requirements. It has all of the Simonton packages. It has the map. It also has a county locator that will tell you which Energy Star zone you fall into.
Really?
So
by
that you
county?
Can choose that package, yes.
That is so good.
That is awesome. What's the website again?
It is www.simonton.com/energystar.
/energystar.
And that is a good website to check out if you are looking to buy windows and want to qualify for the tax credit. And we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Mark Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lesson. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
What's the name of the club?
I can't remember, but it's all right, just dance.
We're inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And we have a special caller on the line. I'm very excited. Are you excited, Mark?
Pretty fired up, guys. Got a good job.
He does have a good job. He's got a lot of good jobs, too. I'm totally jealous about.
On the line, for those of you with bated breath, with fish on your tongue, as it were, is the host of DIY Network's Garage Mahal, Brian Corsetti. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. How are y'all doing?
Dude, we're doing great. Yeah, I actually read recently, I think on Twitter or Facebook or something, one of those places, that you were traveling with and you saw or traveling with Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
So how'd true?
How did you guys know that? Yeah, I was in Banff, Canada with Alec Baldwin. We were doing a Fox show that's going to be coming out in a month that I'm hosting with Mark Long, MTV's Mark Long. And it's called the Fairmount Banff Springs Sports Invitational.
Ooh.
And I got a chance to hang out with Alec Baldwin, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., John Paul DeJoy, Natasha Bedingfield, and I skied on the slopes.
No way.
And that's crazy. I don't know how you guys sat around.
Brian, that crashing sound you hear is me slamming the door and running outside because I'm all set.
Well, actually, I must admit, I've been just following you around the country and, well, I guess in Canada, too. I don't know, because I've been reading about what cool jobs that you have, you know, hosting the Victoria's Secret fashion show and doing red carpet interviews. I mean, seriously. And the Garage Mahal show, which is totally a cool show.
Well, you know, it's fun. You know, I'm trying to make a living here.
There you go. Well, now that we've established that I hate you in almost every regard, and that's just pure envy. I'm going to get right out in front of it so that we don't have any, you know, niceties going on here. So, first of all, where are you calling from? Where are you right now?
I'm in my house in Los Angeles.
Ooh,
right on.
Yeah, do you have projects that you're working on at your house?
Well, you know, we just my girlfriend and I just moved into this house and got this. I'm always building stuff. I mean, my motto is wheels. You know, you've got to do it with wheels. You know, so I just, you know, these garages that we do on DIY doesn't even come close to what my garage really looks like. I mean, I'm like the fat guy in a little suit in my garage. Basically, I've got so much stuff in such a small space. It's ridiculous, and I'm building a huge storage unit for all our things in our garage. It can work double duty to park the car in, as well as store our stuff and have it easy, have it accessed easily.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of what I'm doing now.
Nice.
That's a good project.
Now, do you have a shop set up in your garage on top of that, or is that like in your laundry room?
Well, see, in L.A., we don't have the beauty of having like a 2-3-car garage. We have the house, which is usually on top of the garage, and then we have like a one and a half garage, you know, garage. It fits a car and maybe a bench. And so that's what I'm dealing with. So I take advantage of the slot wall and the for the side of the wall, so I basically hang everything.
Wow. So
I don't have that room. So in this case, I back the car out, and then this storage unit, you know, comes down into like a storage shelf. So it's a lot of folding and a lot of like, you know, there's a lot of hinges on this thing.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that sounds it sounds like origami kind of like.
But here's the thing. We had like a little, about 2 months ago, and this is my old garage. We had a little earthquake out here. All my tools fell off the slat wall and kind of dinged up the side of my car. So that's the disadvantage of having flat wall in Southern California.
Sure, yeah, seismic.
Oh, wow. So I want to know how you got involved in Garage Mahal. I mean, I read your bio and all the other things that you do, all the stuff for Mountain Dew and, you know, red carpet stuff and Victoria's Secret. Now,
is what I want to talk about.
That's what we want to talk about. But
everybody wants to talk about that.
I just have to know, how did you land on the DIY network too?
Here's the bottom line. Building, construction, cars, tools, that's what I live and breathe for. That's what I do on the side. That's what, my dad's a contractor, grew up driving a front end loader at 9 years old.
Oh, really?
Redoing, you know, I'm always in, you know, doing septic tanks, toilet, whatever. I grew up doing that. I lived in New York for a stint, and I'm on Broadway redoing sets and things like that. I moved out to Los Angeles, and I was just redoing bathrooms. I was like a handy guy.
Yeah.
And I kind of fell into, you know, red carpet and things like that and Grammys and Mountain Dew, and you know, I'm a sports guy as well, so I kind of fell into that. I never really knew I was going to be doing that. I guess I was just out in the right place at the right time. But when this DIY show came up, I said, geez, this is perfect. Like, again, my motto is wheels. I love tools. I love trying out new tools, and I just love it. So that's when it all came about. And then I talked to, you know, one of the main guys, Steve Lawler at DIY, and he's kind of a perfect fit.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Good.
That's great. So I'm guessing that you probably get access to some pretty excellent tools. I mean, we've watched the show, and you've got miter saws and chop saws, and there's other carpenter's stuff there. But do people companies like send you a new miter saw or whatever, and you get to try it out?
Are you kidding me? I wish I was like that high end on the scale. No, they do, however, send the network tools. And we get to try out new tools on the network. That's how that works. I mean, that would be awesome. Are you kidding me? Having a UPS or FedEx guy show up with a miter saw. They're like, hey, this is you to try out for 2 weeks. Are you kidding me? I'd go nuts.
That's so good.
I mean, wouldn't you, Mark? You'd do the same thing. Like, this is a new laser miter saw, whatever. You know, and you just be like, you just go to Home Depot and buy a bunch of 2x4s just to cut it.
Well, Brian, have I got a story for you?
Oh, no.
Tell me. Do people send you stuff? Well, because I'm going to be jealous of you guys.
That's why I'm telling it. Otherwise, I got nothing to go on.
Yeah. Well, Mark's been he's been reviewing tools for, you know, magazines and, you know, like
HGTV
DIY Network.
Pro
and, yeah.
DIY.
For more than a decade. So tool companies do give him a little.
You know, Mark, you are my new rock star right now because, what a great job.
Yeah, it is actually a pretty cool. Sometimes I wish that he's been reviewing like ladies' footwear for a decade instead, because I would get a little bit more out of it. But I do love all the tools, and I am so I don't know.
I'm trying. You're reaching for something.
Reaching
I don't know
for
what
the
it.
Word.
I don't know what it is.
See, we get all of the tools, so I don't really have like tool envy. I wish I did.
Right. I just got a new Festool cordless drill that is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, is this your new favorite tool, Mark? Right now, is this new drill?
Yeah, cordless drill. It's really, really nice.
Is it like an impact driver?
No, it's I actually had to get a cordless drill because I have impact drivers. I've got a million of them, and I love them.
Our baby doesn't like the sound of the impact drivers.
Neither
does
the sound guy on the shoots.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Yeah, they're so loud. I can imagine a kid.
They're
Well,
we're doing a kitchen right now, and inside a cabinet, while they work great, I mean, my ears are still ringing. So the guy got the cordless drill, and I forget the model number, but it's a nice tool. You would dig it.
Yeah.
Well, man, I would love to hear more about that. I'm always literally, you know, I got for the Christmas holidays, I got literally $250 worth of Home Depot cards, or like hardware cards. Just so, yeah, please, my ears open for any tool talk.
Well, if you're ever out our way, we're in Philadelphia. If you're ever out our way, you can come over our house and we can play.
I love Philly.
Does that sound like a good idea?
A lot of my buddies out here that I hang out with are from Philly, Drexel Hill area.
Oh, sure. Cool. Yeah.
That's close to us.
Love that.
Yeah,
love
you
Philly.
Should totally do that.
Now, do any of the many projects you're working on bring you out to the East Coast?
In fact, all the episodes that we shot for the DIY Garage Mahal is filmed in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh.
There you go.
We didn't do a lot of the North part of the United States, some in Florida, and one in Northern California, but which is the Guy Fieri episode, which is awesome working with that guy. He's an animal.
I saw that one. That was terrific.
See, that was up my alley because he has literally a plethora of classic cars, muscle cars, new cars. So it ties in with my whole motto of, like, tools and cars. Mm. You know, and he was just incredible. I don't know if you saw the end, but the end shot is when he takes his 64 Cobra, completely restored. I think Shelby himself gave him the Cobra. He peeled out in the driveway when I was in the garage, and scared the living piss out of me.
Did he chirp the wheels on that one?
Did he what?
Did he chirp the wheels like come after you with the car? Because I saw it, but I couldn't. I was doing something else. And I didn't hear it.
Yeah, no, he peeled out the car in the driveway while I was, like, doing my stand-ups. I was kind of doing something for the show. I was building, I don't know what I was doing, and the car was facing me. And all of a sudden, he lit those tires up, smoke went everywhere. And I literally just jumped and ran out of the garage. I looked like a complete tool, but you know, that's Guy Fieri trying to be a wise guy.
Yeah. That's so good. Yeah, I saw that. I was running from pillar to post while I was watching that. I think the baby needed, I don't know, some kind of parenting.
Yeah, there's some kind of parenting that always gets in the way. Mark.
Yeah.
What is that?
Brian, I don't know if
the
you know
children,
this.
Children, they want to eat every day.
Oh, they want to eat several times a day.
Not just once either.
They're a parent.
Seriously.
Anyway, I mean, they're cute
give
and stuff.
Give them a slice of meat and they'll pass right out.
That's right. That's right. So, now, what's next for Garage Mahal or for you? Are you, like, doing living room Mahal? Are you going skiing in Austria? I mean, what are you doing that I can swing back around and hate you for?
not quite that, but I mean, I've got a couple of projects coming up. I've got another pilot I'm shooting, another makeover show. It's going to be doing that. I'm going to be doing that in February. As far as right now, Garage Balls, they've done so many episodes. I think the network's happy with them. We did we've done like sports garage all the way to car garages to just enhancing the garage. So, as of right now, you know, I'm not filming any more Garage Mahals, but I've got that thing on, the sports thing with on Fox and ABC that's coming out in February. And I've got one thing, I can't talk about it, but it has to do with Discovery. So hopefully by this summer, we'll be working something out on Discovery.
Cool.
I like that.
Oh, we got like, Brian, we got like 10 things we can't talk about. So,
we don't have anything we can't talk about.
No, I can't talk about that one.
Oh, that's, sorry.
You guys got free tools, though. That's just crazy.
I'm totally going to be ham-handed and throw my hat in the ring and offer my services to be the tool guy on your makeover show.
Well, as long as you promise that one day you and I, Mark, can work together on these incredible tools that you get for free.
Rock on.
That's the only bottom line.
Rock on. Got it all covered.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark will bring the tools.
I'll bring the tools.
Yeah, Mark, you bring the tools. You come on the next show. Absolutely, man. Love to have you.
That's
you too,
awesome.
Teresa.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's good stuff. She's awesome.
Can we do it from the red carpet, too? I'd love to be on.
Honestly, guys, you ever in Southern California, you got my number. Give me a call. I'll take you out.
Ooh.
Love and life right
Let's
now.
Let's go now.
Yeah. We're on a plane right
JT,
now.
Are you going to babysit for us? Yes. Okay. Moving on.
Now,
how old is your kid?
We have a 1-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, so the 8-year-old's old enough to babysit. Come on, guys.
You're close. Very, she's very close.
Leave her cell phone or grandmother's phone number. We're out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't think the state is listening to this right now.
Yeah, Pennsylvania, don't listen to this.
Now, are you filming the new show and not the secret show? Because, I mean, again, we can't talk about our stuff either. But the one that you can talk about, are you filming in Southern California?
Yes, we're kind of working out the deals a little bit on that. That's why, you know, they have you sign these stupid things. I would talk. I'm a talker. I'll draw. The cat's going to be out of the bag. You know, it's definitely all going to be taking place in Los Angeles. You know, Los Angeles is like a love-hate relationship. You love it, but you hate it.
Sure.
So, yes, I'd be in L.A.
Okay, well, you get the offer right now to scoop, to break the big news when the embargo goes off. You call us in My Fix It Up Life, and we'll give the news to the world.
But, Mark, I'm already following him around. I know everything.
Oh, yeah.
I know things before he knows.
Teresa,
them.
You know a lot of stuff. I'm surprised. That's great. You really did your homework.
Well, you know, I like to be kind of creepy that way.
Yeah, she was also in the NSA until she got into home improvement.
Shh, don't tell anyone. No, that is really cool. And I just have to know, how did you wind up on Victoria's Secret Fashion Show? That's my last question. Like, how do you get that gig? Like, that is a gig. You know, Garage Mahal, all the other stuff is so cool that every man wants. But the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, I'd say that probably is, I don't know.
Yeah, who's going to say that's a bad day?
That's not a
bad
day.
That was a lot of fun, but I got to tell you guys, I was a complete dork throughout the whole shoot. You know, girls around me. You know, and I'm just like, I just was like a bidet. You know, I was just a complete dork.
Well, how does your girlfriend?
I didn't know. Marissa Miller comes up to me and she's the sweetest thing in the world, and I'm just like, Like, for the first time that I've never had been able to speak, I wasn't able to speak when Marissa Miller walked up.
Oh, that's so cool.
I got that job. I actually kind of went in for a meeting for another show, and the executive producer liked me. Mm-hmm. And then I met with him about that show and kind of did something last year for the last year's show in Miami, when it was in Miami at the Fountainville Hotel. Did a couple of things there, and then this past year, they said, hey, well, this guy did this last year, so I was able to kind of go behind the scenes, what people don't see on TV, and that was a lot of fun because I was basically behind the stage as the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show was going on, and I was able to captivate certain things that most people don't see. So that was a lot of fun just for the experience.
Wow.
I like that. And what does your girlfriend say about that?
Oh, she's fine with it. I mean, I'm a loyal guy. I've you know, but at the time I was single.
Oh.
That might also be worse.
Yeah, that might be.
No.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, that
awesome.
Is
but
so
again,
good.
Like, even if I was single, guys, I was a complete dork. I couldn't even function. I just didn't know what to say. You know, so it wouldn't even matter if I was single or in a relationship.
Exactly.
That's so good.
So,
I love it.
So you've got all these jobs that most people would qualify as
any
cool.
One of them would trade everything for.
And I think we've already established the hate relationship that we have.
Uh-huh.
But what do you do for fun?
You know what, man? I kind of like hanging in. I like football. I play some football on the weekends, but you know, when it comes to I have a bunch of things I do. I'm like, you know, I don't have laser light precision. It's like I have like five different things that I like. So it doesn't matter. You know, it varies. I hang out on the weekend with friends. I'll play some sports. I'll play some ball. You know, I love cars, and my buddy's got a shop off of those, and I'll go and I'll maybe work on a car. I love cars.
In fact,
that's the downside. I don't know if you've got a hobby or something, Mark, that you have that Teresa's just like, gosh, get me away from you. But that's the cars is like that with my girlfriend. I'm like, what do you think of that, honey? And she's like, oh, you've asked me that three times. You know what I mean? But like, I will wax and wash a car just for fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, brother.
That would make my eyes roll, too. No offense, but that would make me go, oh, my goodness, really?
Yeah, I'm like, did you hear that, car? She's like, get over yourself. She's like, just stop it.
I'm so with her.
Oh, Brian, we could keep going, except that we can't keep going.
No,
so
we have.
You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to take you up on your offer. We'll be at your house in just a couple hours because the flight,
you know,
will take a little bit of time.
Please do.
All right, and we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life in just a minute. All right, just bam, gonna be okay.
Mark your calendars. My Fix It Up Life is the place to be for home improvement celebrities. If you want to know what's hot from their point of view, don't miss these upcoming My Fix It Up Life shows.
Helen from HGTV Canada's Neat will be helping us get more organized on February 20th. And celebrity stonemasons Dean and Derek will be taking our indoors out on February 27th.
Become a part of My Fix It Up Life. Email us at info@myfixituplife.com to share your Fix It Up insights, to enter to win cool gear, or to just get advice on your next Fix It Up project.
Visit myfixituplife.com to check out what Kevin O'Connor, Mike Holmes, Christopher Lowell, and Paige Hemmes are sharing with My Fix It Up Life.
And check out podcasts of My Fix It Up Life on iTunes. Watch our videos on YouTube. Become a fan of the show on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter to find out what's hot in home improvement during the week.
My Fix It Up Life comes to you every Saturday at noon.
My Fix It Up Life is what's next in home improvement entertainment.
We are back inside My Fix It Up Life in the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth in
Las Vegas.
We're going big time. We haven't slept since we've been here.
Oh, no. We started not sleeping like 2 months ago.
Totally, yeah. Totally at the Gamble Baccarat Rouge table.
Yeah, we got to get back there. Yeah.
Making big money.
Oh, yeah, big money.
Yeah, we just took a break from that to come out here.
Yeah.
To broadcast from the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth.
I'm sure they're proud of us.
Yeah, I'm sure they believe us, too. So anyway, let's talk about home improvement.
Okay.
We are joined by tool industry veteran and legend and all-around nice guy.
Yes.
Jim Browning from Senco.
Thanks, guys.
Jim, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
My feet a little sore, but other than that, standing on them all day, I'm okay.
Dogs are barking?
Yeah.
Well, you've got one of the biggest signs here at the Builder Show out in the lobby. Fusion is no illusion.
Did you see the bus? We have a bus also.
Oh, no. I didn't see the bus.
I missed the bus.
Pretty cool.
Well, we're just, you know, whisked in here by limo and helicopter.
Oh, yeah. We're handled.
Yeah. No, we don't. Yeah. Ground transportation.
We don't even touch the ground.
How dare you?
So true.
We're standing on pillows right now. But Jim and Senco have introduced, no joke, the next generation in nailing with the Fusion tools.
Yes.
Yeah, it is cool. It is. I mean, I've been around a long time, and we've seen a lot of stuff between the two of us. We've been out and seen, you know, the newest and the best and everything else. This is cool. I mean, this is absolutely game-changing, take it to the next level type of breakthrough in technology.
And now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Senco invented pneumatic fastening for nails and residential construction way back, you know,
in the early 50s.
Early 50s.
Wow.
Actually started off in there was staplers built for the car industry.
Okay.
To put the overheads, you know, the felt into the overheads.
Yeah.
That's where the industry started. That's how it all came about. And then we've progressed from that standpoint into, let's nail something together. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you've invented it. Now watch this. You're reinventing it.
Yes.
Oh.
It's true. And you've been on the cutting edge from the beginning because you had the first generation of cordless nailers to start with.
Correct.
But let's not go backwards.
No.
Let's go forward.
Can you nutshell it? That's a business term. I know about those. Walking around at the Builder Show talking about business terms.
Uh-huh.
How can you nutshell how the Fusion technology works?
It is a sealed system. What we do is we take a cylinder, envision a cylinder that's got a piston driver inside of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there is no air coming in, and there's no air going out.
Okay.
So we use nitrogen to fill around it, pressurize that, and then what happens is as soon as you pull the trigger, there's an instant drive. It acts just like a pneumatic tool, and that's the reason, that's one of the features we really wanted to pull into that, having gone through the older technology with the battery electromechanical technologies.
Yeah.
So one of the reactions was, let's make it like a pneumatic. And so that was the key, one of the key drivers is how do we make it a pneumatic, but how do we make it portable and easy to use and a no-brainer and a functional production tool.
It's made for the pro.
Yes.
It's professional grade.
Yes.
This isn't, you know.
Correct.
Wow.
Wow.
Right on. Right on. Now, of course, I'm a tool guy, and we've known each other for a long time, the tool thing. So, yeah, how about what happened 10 years ago? Remember that time? It was great, huh?
Anyway.
Remember that event that no one else was at? Yeah, okay.
Moving on, Mark.
Inside joke, man.
Yeah. Maybe that's after the show, honey. Yeah.
So, I see the future. Fusion technology, and you've got a brad nailer, and you've got a full-on finish nailer.
Yes,
but and it's barely out, and I'm already going to say,
what's next?
What's next?
Yeah, absolutely. He wants more. He wants more.
Well, that's the same thing we ask. Is like, okay, so we went to the engineers, and they presented it to us. It's like, you know, I'm like the kid in the candy store. It's like, oh, come on. What can we do? This? Can we do that? Can we make,
we
make a framer? Can we make a stapler? Can we make a roofer? What can we make out of this thing? What can we take this technology and how can we take it and move it forward into the whole, take this industry to a whole new level, especially in productivity and affordability and efficiency. And the big thing is with our contractors and with everybody else that uses the tools, I want to be efficient. And that's, you know, the bottom line.
It's all about time.
I want to be efficient. Yeah. And so all of a sudden, and what is my bottom line cost? Because now I've got a compressor, I've got the hose, I've got the fittings, I've got the everything that goes with it.
Yeah.
And now I've got to find the electric, and I've got to have extension cords, and I've got to have all this other stuff. And what we said was, okay, pick up the case, walk up, take it out, tool out, and go and work. And that's all we do.
Just saved half a day of setup.
Yeah.
You know, and thinking about it and wheeling stuff around. That doesn't even count the time moving tools around in your workshop or in your truck. So, yeah, I'm cool. That is good.
Oh,
that is
great.
Good. There's so much more you can do at home, honey.
So is the Fusion technology going to make it into new platforms? Can you reveal that on My Fixin' Up Life?
Yes, it will. And one of the things that we're, as you said, this is a brand new technology. It was one of those things that we challenged ourselves internally to come up with this platform. How do we make this next leap? So it's almost in its infancy because it's just getting started. You know, the ideas, the creativity, and our customers will drive, you know, from the market, what the market says that we really need to go. But we will expand this, and we think we have a very repeatable and a usable platform system across the board.
Wow. Now, are we going to see this kind of emerge, you know, sort of like popcorn popping in the can from other places in the industry, or is this Senco's?
This is Senco's. One of the things that we've done is we've really tried to lock it up.
Lock it up. All right.
You know, from our technology, our patents, and a lot of things within it that we really feel strongly about, protecting our intelligence and so forth. And so I don't think it'll be interesting to see what our competition comes up with, how they take this challenge on to move to the next level. So that'll be the interesting piece about the business.
Right on.
That will be neat to see how they compete.
Now, I would love to continue talking about Fusion, but you do have a booth full of all kinds of other tools. Are there new introductions here at the show?
Yeah, we do. We actually, even though we have the Fusion, we're also going into, we're adding a gas finish nailers, bringing those onto the line.
Okay.
We will have the world's first 15-gauge angled gas finish nailer.
Okay.
And then we have a 16-gauge that will go up against our big competitor, go head-to-head with them. So we've got some of those. We also have some new white crown staplers, roofers, that type of for people that do use that. Our framing technology is almost new. It's within the last year or so.
We've
come out and we've simplified and really gone back to the, from a basic standpoint, simplified to bring more power and efficiency into the whole process. So from trying to build a platform that's more air efficient and user friendly with that. And then with we have the Tyrex product line that's also out there, and that's more for the someone who's doing light commercial or with the concrete to steel steel to steel framing. So if you get out and you have to go into areas, especially on the coast where you have to use metal studs and those type of things, we have those screws and we have the tools to do all of those applications. And there's just a lot of other things that we're bringing into the marketplace that we're slowly reintroducing and bringing up to reinventing, I guess, in some of the, with some of our products.
Oh, man, that is great. I mean, Senco is a trusted brand, been around forever. We were glad you could join us.
So Thank you so much.
Hopefully we can see you again, and we will be back with more from the International Builders Show with
My Fix It Up Life.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. Oh, nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called Shred.
And we're back inside my Fix It Up Life with our Fix It Up giveaway of the Rigid 15-gauge angled finish nailer.
Yes, we are. We're giving away the Rigid angled finish nailer to someone
who needs to have more babies.
Yes. Can I read this?
You can read this.
Okay, we got this great email. I need a 15-gauge finish nailer to help us have another baby. When my wife was 8 months pregnant with our daughter, I ran a chisel across my thumb, cut some tendons, and was in a cast up to my elbow for 6 weeks and accidentally smacked her in the head a couple of times with it during Lamaze class. When my son was 2 months old, I shot a 3.5 16-penny nail into my index finger and ended up with a bone infection, two kinds of staph infections, and spent a week in the hospital for 3 surgeries and couldn't change diapers for a few weeks. We've been trying to have a third kid, and lack of a finish nailer might be what's holding us back. That's Steve from St. Louis, and you just won the angled finish nailer. And you know what, Mark?
What, Teresa?
Well, next week, it's kind of Valentine's weekend and
that
everything.
A very special weekend.
So I planned a special show called Light Up My Life.
Oh, that's going to be good. You are alienating half of the people who listen to this show.
Well, maybe I am, but we're going to be talking about energy-efficient lighting.
Yes.
And you know what's kind of sexy in energy-efficient lighting with Randall Whitehead, who is an expert on all of those things, from LEDs and CCFLs and all those things.
And from what I understand, an electrifying, electrifying personality. I just made that up.
Well, he's actually a pretty exciting person. He's got a video on his website, randallwhitehead.com, if you want to check it out. And we're giving away the Stanley Fatmax lighted levels too.
Excellent. We're using them in our kitchen and we're loving life. These are good tools.
They are good tools. And we've actually used them to light up our porch when we were renovating our porch. And we
yes.
didn't have a light out front.
We use them as a porch light because they have a magnet.
Yes. And so email us at info@myfixitup.life.com or post a message on our Facebook page and let us know why you want to win the Stanley Fatmax lighted levels. And you might just win, just like Steve from St. Louis. Check us out online at myfixitup.life.com. Follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook and become our fan, where we have more fans than any other home improvement radio show out there.
Number one, baby.
And tune in every Saturday at noon for
My Fix It Up Life.
Is evil. Welcome. Let
walking down the street.